Hi, and welcome to the Imaginal Podcast. This is a place that protects and explores what we need to actualize our uniqueness. And like the caterpillar, who carries its butterfly blueprint in its imaginal cells all the way to the chrysalis, and then melts into liquid before it transforms. We too have an inner knowing that can tell us how to make our wings. And here's your host, life coach and consultant, Lori Sauce, who goes most commonly by her nickname, Sauce.
Hello, it's Sauce. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so happy to be with you and so grateful to be continuing this series on being coached from afar. If you are just joining us, we started this series in episode 124. And then for the holidays, we took a break and reprised some episodes. But I chose those episodes carefully. I feel like those episodes were really complementary and supportive to the work that we're doing together in this series. And so if you missed any of the episodes, I would love for you to go back. Sometimes it's really helpful to start at the beginning so that you can see some of the things that I reference might have some verbiage or something that I've defined earlier. But I also think that some of these episodes might stand on their own too in some ways. So whatever you feel called to, I trust that inner knowing of yours. Last week for me was such an exciting episode because it has the potential to really change the trajectory of your life. We talked about the power of your yes, and some of you may have said yes already alongside previous episodes. But if you hadn't, what we did is we talked about how sometimes the gap between what you're hoping to do or create or contribute or experience might not be as far or long as you may have made it out to be, because sometimes our fear can put something onto that and make it seem like it's more challenging or harder or less in reach, when really sometimes all it is a matter of doing is giving yourself permission to say yes. So that episode for me felt so powerful. And I know that the times that I have said yes in my life to things that were slightly scary, but also were really calling to me, were probably some of the most significant milestones in the whole course of my life and really changed the trajectory of how I experience life. And I'm really, really grateful. And sometimes no is wise. We won't go down that path right now, since what we're talking about is saying yes to something that you want to do. But always, you know, listen to that inner intelligence and the messenger that happens when we listen to our bodies and to our emotions. But what we're talking about right now is saying yes to things that you know are really good for you. Okay, today we are going to spend a little bit of time talking about being devoted to that yes, to the thing that you said yes to, and finding ways to make it a priority in your life. Because saying yes means that it meant something to you. And so to allow for something to really unfold and to experience the immensity of this thing, it will probably demand some devotion. And devotion might take on different forms. And that might be staying with something when you feel like fear starting to crash down, or you hit the first road bump or something like that, which does happen, right? It happens in so many of our endeavors, if not all of them. And so that's something, and I actually want to talk about that more in episodes to come. But today what we're going to focus on is being devoted to prioritizing that thing. Because if you give it a half-hearted effort, or a half-hearted consideration in your life, then probably the way it will unfold will be in a half-hearted way. Alternatively, though, if you find some ways where you can make this a priority in your life and you give yourself permission to be a full-fledged member of whatever this thing is, or an individual who can make this a part of their life in a significant way, I really believe that's when the progress is going to happen much more fully. And I am always careful to use the words progress and accomplishment. While those are great things to strive for, I think as long as we're not putting our worth on that striving part, so that we can give it our all, we can be resilient, we can be wholehearted in our efforts without putting our worth in the balance, so that we have to like prove ourselves in order to be a part of this thing. I think then we're constantly evaluating ourselves, constantly criticizing ourselves, fearing other people's comments, and thinking that we might not be good enough. And so if we can keep this in a place of freedom, that I think will allow a more expansive way of being with this, whatever that is for you. And so what I want to do is give it a little bit of a pictorial explanation by going back to my whole thing around singing. That was my hardest, yes, because it had so many shame wounds associated with it when I was younger. And it has also been my most redemptive, yes, because I feel more like myself. And I will go into some more detail about that later on. But for now, what I want to say is that I have had to really prioritize music, even though I'm starting at such a late age. We can make excuses, or we could have these limiting beliefs. Like, you know what I mean? Those limiting beliefs? Oh my goodness. They can be loud and they can be strong. They can have a stronghold. But we want to always question those things, because who's saying that? It's not your passion and it's not your heart. It's not your real deep, truest belief, but it was probably put on you. So if we can keep protected from those external forces that want to shut it all down, if we can protect it and keep it in a place of devotion and bring love and imagination into this space, then that is different. And so for me, what it looked like was making sure that I carved out time. And so I will practice singing and speech therapy every morning, and then I will go to guitar at night. And what's really important, and also hard, is to try not to be judging everything, but rather to be curious and to find pleasure and to see and claim the things that are improving without making improving the only thing, but to be enjoying it. And sometimes it can be hard to enjoy something when you are new at whatever that is, or you feel like you're not as good as so-and-so. But if we can keep the comparison game out and we can keep the limiting beliefs out too, then we can bring a sacredness to this space. And if I can develop a relationship with music and with singing and honor that in a way that is reverent and grateful, then I can be different in my approach to singing. I might also mention that singing, which is harder for me to progress in as far as aptitude than guitar has been, if I leave singing for later in the day, then what can happen is that I will be so busy with work or other things that it will get less of my energy, or it will get less of my time, or things might start to eclipse, or maybe one day I'll get really tired and it won't happen. And what that has subtly done for me is it has informed my psyche that singing is not as important to me as all the other things that came before it. So for me, it has been vital to put singing in the morning as my first priority. And even though I'm not yet as accomplished in that space, and notice my language too, right? I'm trying to say not yet. Even though I'm not yet where I want to be, and also be careful because we can always move that goalpost, right? Which can be good, but it also can be a form of criticism if we're not careful, or a form of limit. So if I can leave that open, that destination open, while also still not putting myself down for not getting to that said space, then I can bring more freedom. Okay, so I'm back to the reason that I put it in the morning is because there is something that might subtly inform my own heart and my own psyche that this is important to me, and this is a part of identification for me. This is part of who I am. This is really meaningful to me. It has been really life-changing to prioritize singing and my practice and my creation and my exploration of it. guitar has had a little bit more solid ground underneath it as I've pursued it, even though I'm at a later age learning it. And so it works for me to still do that at the close of the day. And I actually look forward to closing the day with guitar. And so I would just encourage you to see what is right for you that will still allow this pursuit of yours or this experience to feel like a priority to you, so that you're not putting it into this space that has less consideration, because then you might subtly inform yourself that you don't matter enough to spend that amount of consideration with it or give that amount of time to it to make it a priority. So I think personally that it is vital for you to make this a priority in your life and not the last thing, not the outside thing, because then it might remain that in your own experience of it as well as in your own estimation of yourself when it comes to this thing. Okay, so more on devotion later, but I wanted to start with that. How important, how exciting it is for you to be devoted to the yes. And I think that if we're devoted to that yes, and we continue to want to do that thing, we're always at choice, right, in our own agency. But if it's meaningful to you and you want to continue to make this a part of your life, then I think that prioritizing it will also prioritize the truest form of you. I know for me, singing has meant the most to me. If I look back on my life when I'm 90, I would have regretted having never done it. And if I look back on my life when I'm 90, I will be really, really glad that I did. And I think that is a way of being devoted to who I truly am. And I think that then has an overflow into the other ways that I show up in life and love. So I am sending you my support and my belief. And if you want to connect, I'm on Instagram at Lori Sasse, or my website, lorisasse.com, if you want to find out more about coaching. Most importantly, I give you my well wishes, and I'm so excited as to where these paths might take you. And by the way, if there's anyone you know that might benefit from this series, I would love for you to pass this podcast on to them. Okay. Have the best week. I am definitely thinking of you.